Winnipeg in victory formation and it's over, 27-20 Blue Bombers victory. Touchdown Riders. Anderson runs for 4 yards for the first Saskatchewan major of the season. 7 plays, 69 yards, 1:12 off the clock. Wade Hall's in 2-point convert, 27-20 Winnipeg led. Riders go no huddle and get things rolling. Cone completes 5 straight passes including a 22-yard catch and run to Anderson to get down to Winnipeg 4. 2 and out. Riders get ball back at Sask 41 with 1:39 remaining in the game. Riders string together 4 plays to get to own 45, but a sack and incomplete pass stalls another drive. Hodge punts, Winnipeg gets ball back at own 20. Winnipeg goes 2 and out, Riders scrimmage from own 19 with 3:44 remaining. A short run and incompletion on a pass that should have been caught leads to another Riders 2 and out, Winnipeg gets ball back on own 54. Teams exchange 2 and outs, Riders begin drive from own 17 with 5:58 left on clock. Winnipeg drive stalls at own 43, Riders get the ball back at own 21 with 9:07 to play. After 2 Bombers runs for 15 yards, a pass to Cobb results in a big hit by Sanford and an apparent fumble, which Javier scoops and runs back for touchdown. Pass is ruled incomplete, Riders challenge, Cobb is ruled down by contact. Riders go 2 and out, Winnipeg gets ball back at own 27-yard line. Castillo hits 26-yard field goal to complete 8-play drive. 27-12 Winnipeg with 12:29 remaining in regulation. Hoskins catches Wilson for a 9-yard sack, and a short run later sees Bombers drive stall. Wilson completes 4 straight passes to get to Riders 30, Cooley runs for 15 yards to Riders 15 to end third quarter. 24-12 Winnipeg. Hodge gets off 65-yard kick, Vavil returns for 34 yards to Winnipeg 49. Dawson Hodge into game as kicker and makes 31-yard field goal for his first ever points in the CFL. Winnipeg leads 24-12 after 5-play drive covering 48 yards. Cone sacked, another promising drive ends in a field goal attempt. Daniel Wiebe makes a short catch but extends play for 16-yard play to Bombers 24. Penix then has 6-yard run to get into red zone. Robustelli makes great second down catch over the middle for 30 yards down to Winnipeg 40, but suffers a right shoulder injury and goes down. Castillo has 31-yard field goal and splits the uprights. 8 plays, 44 yards, 5:40 remaining in third quarter. 24-9 Winnipeg. 2 long runs and a short pass have Bombers at Riders 30-yard line, but the defense stiffens after a Cooley second down run goes 7 yards to Sask 23. Winnipeg gets ball back at own 43-yard line. Wilson still in at quarterback. Here's how Heckard's interception in the first half looked from field level. Big play Eddie with the int. pick.twitter.com/beastjerg3qs. Saskatchewan Rough Riders, at SS Rough Riders, May 31, 2025. 2 incomplete passes and drive stalls. Lowther attempts 53-yard field goal and is good. 21-9 Winnipeg with 9:48 to go in third quarter. Robustelli has 17-yard catch to get Riders down to Sask 50-yard line. Mims runs for 3. Picton makes 9-yard catch for first down at Winnipeg 45. Riders get ball to start second half, Jack Cohn in at quarterback. Winnipeg stats. Strevler 8 for 10 passing for 76 yards, Caleros 2 for 2 for 80 yards. Peterson 8 carries for 25 yards, Wheatfall 5 catches for 88 yards. Woodby, Bridges 3 tackles each. 188 yards of offense. Rough Riders stats. Mayer 9 for 15 passing for 113 yards. Anderson 6 carries for 17 yards. Picton 3 catches for 40 yards. Myers 3 catches for 16 yards. 8 players with 2 tackles. 124 yards of offense. 2 and out and punt brings first half to an end. 21-6 Winnipeg after a half the Rough Riders would like to forget. Couch 36-yard punt, Winnipeg scrimmages from own 24. Two incomplete passes, long bomb down sideline to Robustelli and short toss over middle to Masseri, and Winnipeg gets ball back with 54 seconds left. Sheehan punts 46 yards, McRae returns to Sask 49 with 1:11 to play in half. Returner McRae injured on play. Wilson in at quarterback, sacked for 5-yard loss and throws incomplete pass that was nearly intercepted, third down. Lowther 65-yard kickoff, Winnipeg scrimmages from own 36. Lowther attempts 30-yard field goal but misses wide right, Bombers take offside penalty and kick moves up 5 yards, this time Lowther is good from 24 yards. 21-6 Winnipeg with 1:48 to go before halftime. Winnipeg blitz gets pressure on next two plays, forcing incomplete pass and sack, third down. Robustelli shows speed and beats man down sideline on first play, hauls in 48-yard pass down to Winnipeg 35. Back-to-back incomplete passes with Artapoyas under pressure, Winnipeg punts, Riders get ball back at own 46-yard line with 2:41 left in half. 3-minute warning. Pass interference penalty puts Riders in red zone at Winnipeg 16, but pass intercepted by Avery at goal line as Mayer throws behind Mims. 1st and 10 Winnipeg at own 3 with 5:13 to play. Punt for 44 yards to Winnipeg 46, Alford returns to Winnipeg 32. Great field position for Riders. Peterson gets off 6-yard run, but Charles gets sack for 5-yard loss at 2-yard line. Winnipeg punts from deep in own end zone. Chase Artapoyas in at quarterback for Winnipeg. Couch gets off 43-yard punt to Winnipeg 7. Vavil returns 93 yards to Sask 10, but play called back due to clipping penalty. Almost another disaster play for Riders, but they get a reprieve. 1st and 10 on Winnipeg 1. Couple of short gains nullified by a procedure penalty. Pass to Picton well short of first down line. Winnipeg gets the ball back with 8:47 until half. Riders scrimmage from own 46 after 73-yard kick and 29 return by McRae. First play from scrimmage, Anderson fumbles on hit by Woodby. Webb picks it up and goes 90 yards to end zone for touchdown. 21-3 Winnipeg, and it's starting to look like one of those games for Saskatchewan. Strevler tosses long bomb to sideline but overthrows receiver. Heckard makes interception and returns 45 yards to Winnipeg 21. First down Riders with 12:37 to play in half. Wheatfall has 17-yard catch on second and long for first down. Winnipeg scrimmages from own 29 after 70-yard kick by Lowther. Strevler back in at quarterback. Lowther makes 16-yard field goal, 14-3 Winnipeg. Two short passes to Runge and Myers, not enough for first down, drive stalls as first quarter comes to an end with Winnipeg leading 14-0. Lowther field goal attempt coming up. Mayer rifles one over the middle to Picton for 28 yards down to Winnipeg 11, first down and red zone opportunity. Back-to-back 7-yard passes to Myers gets Riders down to Winnipeg 40. Not so fast. Roughing the kicker penalty extends the Riders' drive, first down at Winnipeg 53. A short run by Anderson and incomplete pass to Johnson and another two and out for Riders. Riders scrimmage from own 41-yard line after 64-yard kickoff by Castillo. And one play later and another 40-yard pass, Wheatfall beats his man in the middle of the field for a touchdown. Two plays, 80 yards, 17 seconds, 14-0 Winnipeg, 4:52 left in first quarter. Caleros in at quarterback, hits Schoen with a 40-yard pass deep down the sideline to Riders 45. Short pass to Picton and incomplete pass to Picton lead to Riders 2 and out. Couch gets off 53-yard punt, Winnipeg starts drive at own 30. Strevler finds Wheatfall all alone en route down the sideline into the end zone, 21-yard touchdown. 11 plays taking 7:54 off the clock. Castillo makes convert 7-0 Winnipeg with 7:06 left in first quarter. Winnipeg continues to march downfield, with four straight short gains and an 11-yard run by Peterson getting down to Riders 24. Strevler under pressure but gets off 17-yard pass to Stearns for the first down at Sask 52. Nice job on a broken play. 9-yard pass followed by a dive for the extra yard by Strevler gives us the first measurement of the game, and by barely the nose of the football Winnipeg gets the first down. And we're off. Brett Lowther has the kickoff as Winnipeg gets the ball first, short return, and Aiden the kickoff kid looks like he's about a decade or so from starring at linebacker for the Riders. Luke Mulleider. It's the toughest interview on the plant, and the second step in taking the journey to becoming a Saskatchewan Roughrider. Kickoff is moments away. Players are taking the field for warm-ups, so it looks like things are definitely going to be a go. Kickoff will be just after 8 p.m. Latest news is that the game will take place at 8 p.m., and if fans took transit to the game, it will be available after. The game has now been delayed an hour to 8 p.m. as the league hopes for smoke conditions to improve. As of 5 p.m., the AQHI remains at 10+. Update on tonight's game against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. pic.twitter.com/m2b6vqual5 Saskatchewan Roughriders, at SS Roughriders, May 30, 2025. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers depth chart. As was the case last game, expect to see all sorts of substitutions and replacements throughout the evening. Chris Strevler gets the start behind center. The Saskatchewan Roughriders depth chart. Not a whole lot of familiar names, but that's by design as the Riders get a look at some of the players hunting for positions with the team. Jake Mayer gets the start, but expect to see Jack Cohn and Tommy Stevens to also see action. Now for the elephant in the room. League officials will be meeting at 5 p.m. to determine if the current air quality in Regina, rated at 10+, or very high risk by Environment Canada, will result in the game being cancelled or postponed. Keep an eye on Rough Riders' social media and right here for updates as they happen. The pregame show with Tegan Witko, Justin Dunk and Wes Cates is currently underway while Dave Thomas and Luke Mullender have the call at 7 p.m. You can hear everything on the 620 CKRM Co-Operators Rider Broadcast Network. It's the second and final game of the preseason for the Saskatchewan Roughriders as they take on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers at Mosaic Stadium. You can follow along with all the action in this edition of the Sports Cage Roughriders Live blog, with kickoff at 7 p.m.